The American Farm Bureau, National Farmers Union, and three other groups representing cattle and dairy producers, along with livestock sale barns, say in a letter to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack that governance changes being considered by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and industry lobbyists will further erode the separation between the checkoff side and the policy side of the beef industry. The letter, obtained by AgriPulse, contends that bringing state beef councils, which collect the mandatory fees on behalf of the beef board, under the NCBA umbrella appears to violate the 1986 Beef Promotion and Research Act. Farm Bureau Director of Ag Policy, Mary Kay Thatcher.
NCBA, having the majority of the votes in a delegate session, voting on the budget for the beef board and the checkoff, we just think that's problematic. It's problematic from the perspective of policy having too much influence, and it's problematic from the perspective of certainly not every beef producer in this country belongs to NCBA. We have lots of members in Farm Bureau who do belong to NCBA, but we have lots who don't. And so to have one particular industry organization managing the checkoff is just not a good idea.
Former NCBA President Jan Lyons co-chaired a task force that proposed the changes. She says the signers of the letter are misinformed.
These groups that signed it seem to be wanting to waste our time picking at each other to presume that because NCBA is the one that's guiding this process or partnering in this process, that we're going to make decisions that aren't in the best interest of producers. I think that's a stretch.
The letter to Vilsack notes that NCBA already controls the budgeting and spending of a large portion of checkoff funds and warns that control will become stronger if USDA allows NCBA's proposal to be implemented. The coalition also argues that a change to checkoff governance could be precedent-setting for the 17 other commodity checkoff programs. Not so, according to Lyons.
Our checkoff is different than other checkoffs. They are controlled by that government board, and they don't have the producer control like the operating committee that we have.
For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.